So this week is National Eating Disorder Week, and there is research revealing that over three quarters of Australians have experienced an increase in body image issues since the beginning of the pandemic. Joining us to have a chat about it is General Practitioner for the Banyans Healthcare Group, Dr. Leanne Barron. Leanne, how are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
That's the way. What do we mean when we talk about binge eating?
Binge eating is when someone's eating is out of control, that they're not able to make a conscious decision to stop eating at the point where they would normally be able to.
Leanne, sometimes my wife, who is an excellent cook, makes something that's so delicious I just have to keep going back to finish it off. Does that mean I'm binge eating?
No, because it's to the point where your body can't cope with it as well, and it is that out of control eating, and on a regular basis. So everybody can have the extra helping of something, and that's not binge eating.
But in this instance, it's something that, like, we just keep eating and eating and eating to the point that, you know, that really full feeling that you have, but you just keep going.
That's right. And people don't feel good. So it's to do with the emotions around it as well. And it's something that is beyond conscious control. There's a lot of issues contributing to it, psychological ones and metabolic ones. And there can be intense drivers to that eating.
What sort of action can we take if we identify it in ourselves and we want to do something about it?
The best thing to do is to go and see a GP in the first instance, and they can, because with any eating disorder, there's metabolic, genetic factors, there's emotional factors, and if you see a GP first, they can look after the medical side and refer you on for psychology and nutrition advice.
Overeating, we know one of the side effects is that you become larger, but are there other effects on the body?
It's obviously an increased work on the heart, but there's also metabolic changes in the body, in not being able to cope with the quantity of food, and the body then adapts and change, the metabolism changes. It can also, the nutrition can actually be poor even though you're overeating, because people tend to overeat not necessarily on a balanced range of nutrients, and the body, the bacteria in the gut can be disturbed so that certain foods will actually encourage the growth of toxic bacteria and ones that can contribute negatively to the overall health. So it's mostly that it's out of balance, and it can affect mood as well.
It is like everything else in this world, isn't it? Balance, you know, is just the right amount of eating, the right amount of exercise. Too much of anything is not good for us, is it?
That's right. And different people have different metabolic needs. So some people, and people often when they're trying to be healthy, might restrict certain foods like carbs or cholesterol that they think are bad for them. But everybody needs some carbs. And people also need cholesterol. And in fact, some people, particularly those with mental health problems, often need more cholesterol rather than less, because the brain is mostly made of cholesterol. And most people can make cholesterol in their body, but some people don't make it very well, and they're actually more dependent on diet-based cholesterol. So sometimes restrictive diets, like vegan diets, can actually negatively impact on people's health as well.
Doctor, this is National Eating Disorder Week, so for anybody who would like to find out more, where would you recommend they go?
To their local GP.
And
they can also go to the Butterfly Foundation website. Butterfly is the National Eating Disorder non-government organisation, and they have a lot of information and resources.
Well, that would be an excellent place to start. Dr. Leanne Barron, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it today.
No worries. Thanks very much.